In a moment, Matt is going to come and speak to us. But before that, Margaret and David Rukin are going to read to us from God's Word.
The first reading this morning is from Psalms 85, or even Psalms, verses 8 to 13. I am listening to what the Lord God is saying. He promises peace to us, his own people, if we do not go back on our foolish ways. Surely he is ready to save those who honour him, and his saving presence will remain in our land. Love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will embrace. Human loyalty will reach up from the earth, and God's righteousness will look down from heaven. The Lord will make us prosperous, and our land will produce rich harvests. Righteousness will go before the Lord and prepare the path for him.
Luke 2, verses 8 to 20. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all people. This very day in David's town your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. This morning we are continuing our Christmas series, looking at a selection of TV adverts that have graced our screens over the last couple of weeks. And we are considering how in the production of these adverts, the advertisers may have revealed more of the Christmas message than they had initially imagined. Today we are going to be looking at arguably one of the most well-known Christmas ads that has been produced this year. It's a Christmas ad that, as far as I'm aware, has been the most talked about ad, despite the fact that it's not been aired that often, and in fact, I've not actually seen it played live on TV. So, let's take a look at the advert that was produced by Sainsbury's. On this, the 100-year anniversary of the First World War starting, Sainsbury's have picked up on this iconic moment in World War I history when on Christmas Day in 1914, the guns and the fighting ceased and German and British forces met in no man's land. And as they met, they did so not in a military capacity, but a moment of humanity broke through. Men who had previously been in opposite trenches trying to kill one another in an attempt to advance, instead met to shake each other's hands, to exchange stories, to exchange gifts, and even to play a game of football, which I hope for the British troops' sake did not go to penalties, because we know how that finishes. It is true that some people have criticised Sainsbury's for using such a moment of history for their own commercial gain. However, I don't want to dwell on that this morning. Rather, I believe that from this story in 1914, as well as the reading that we heard from Luke 2 earlier, we can get a better understanding and perspective of this Christmas season. Rather than just focus on that Christmas morning in 1914, I believe that this story helps us to see and understand what happened that first Christmas 2,000 years ago. The first point that I would like to suggest this that we can see from this advert and also from this reading in Luke 2 is that God comes to unexpected places. The reading that we've heard is the account of the angels appearing to the shepherds that will be well known to many of us here today. In this passage, God breaks into the unexpected. Let me explain by reading verse 8 to you from Luke 2 again. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. These shepherds were not doing anything out of the ordinary that evening. This was just their usual night shift. The shepherds, for them, it was just another evening. They were out with their same friends, looking after the same sheep on the same routes. It was just another night. Yet in the everyday normality of life, God breaks through into the world of these shepherds and tells them news that will not just radically transform their evening, but also the rest of their lives. I wonder whether we are prepared today for God to break into the normality of our own lives. I'm sure that many of us here have our own day-to-day routines. My routine consists of getting up, helping Rachel sort Toby out for the day, coming into work, doing the jobs that I have to do whilst I'm here, going home, either doing some more meeting or some more work, or spending the time with Rachel before then hitting the hay again completely exhausted. And I'm sure that you too also have your own day-to-day routines. But here is the question that this passage in Luke 2 asks us. Are we prepared for God to break through into the normality and everyday situations of our lives? Are we prepared for God to break into the areas of our lives where we would least expect to see him? God breaks through into the lives of the shepherds. He breaks through into the ordinary. Might God want to break through into the ordinary day-to-day routine of your life today too? In the advert from Sainsbury's, we saw in and amongst the violence, in and amongst the killing, in and amongst the filthy and the meagre conditions of trench warfare, Christmas comes. Christmas Eve comes, first of all, with people sat in the trenches singing in a variety of languages, silent night, holy night, when Christ entered the world. But not only was there singing on Christmas Eve, the highlight was to come the next day, when on Christmas Day, the enemies met in the deserted no man's land and became friends. At that moment, national identities seemed to be forgotten. Personal and national agendas were no longer of first importance. I would like to suggest that on that first Christmas of the First World War in 1914, God broke through. He broke through even into the darkness and the misery of the First World War. On that day, we see peace and reconciliation in action. We see love for those that God has created in his own image. And we see God worshipped by all in those trenches. God breaks into the ordinariness of life. He breaks into the life of the shepherds. He breaks into the lives of the soldiers. Are you prepared to encounter God in your day-to-day routine? Some of us this morning might ask a question. Well, why would God possibly want to break into my life? You might think that there is nothing special about yourself, that You might think that there is no good reason that God would want to reveal himself to you and change your life. That might well be how you feel, but there could be nothing further from the truth. The shepherds were people who were on the margins of society in the time of Jesus' birth. If you were a shepherd, you were not likely to have been well educated. You were not likely to be an upstanding member of the local community. Rather, if you were a shepherd, you were much more likely to be rough and tough and willing on to take on a wolf or whatever other predator might be willing to try and attack the sheep that you have been placed in charge of looking after. Shepherds were not known for their honesty. They were not pleasant and nice citizens who spent all their time sitting around a nice campfire holding on to cute, fluffy little white lambs. God could have easily decided to break into the lives of someone far more respectable than the shepherds. He could have revealed himself and sent the angels to the leaders of the community in the Bethlehem countryside. He could have revealed himself to those who were respectable, to those who were perceived as having something to offer. But instead, God sends his angels to break into the lives of the rough and the ready, into the lives of the marginalized. He breaks into the lives of the shepherds, who were not good for anything other than fighting off wild predators. It doesn't matter whether you feel like God might be interested in revealing himself to you, or whether you fit into the certain criteria that you think you need to be good enough for God in order that he comes to you. This is the God who breaks into the lives of the shepherds. He breaks through into the lives of those who are on the front lines of war. God is interested in you. He is able to break through into your life today, should you want him to do so. In churches, we can so often put on our good Christian personas and faces and come out to church and not show how we are really feeling. We might not show how vulnerable or how difficult or how challenging we might be finding things at the moment. I remember having a conversation with a friend of mine who refused to come into a church building because he was scared that as soon as he walked through the church door, a bolt of lightning would hit him for bringing the church into disrepute. And he genuinely believed that. Why could I go into a church? I'm not good enough. Can I tell you this morning that this is quite the opposite? God breaks into the lives of all people. Here in Luke 2, he makes a special effort. He goes out of his way to break into the lives of the shepherds, those who were not good enough for society, those who were left out on the margins. They were the people that God revealed himself to. If you feel like you are not good enough for God today, let me encourage you to take a look at the lives of those shepherds and see that God is interested in going out of his way to break through into your life today as well. God breaks through into the unexpected places. He's interested in breaking through into the lives of all people. But also in this passage, we get a sense of the character of God as he reveals himself as well. In verse 14, the angels say to the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those whom he is pleased." Now, this verse has been the focus of a wide range of discussion by people who are trying to get to the root of what the angels are saying to the shepherds here in this verse. However, one thing is very clear. The peace that the angels are telling the shepherds about, it's not a free offer that is available for everyone. The peace is not something that is universally available to all, whoever you are, regardless of what you've done. God offers his peace. He offers his well-being to those that God shows his favour to. Verse 1 of chapter 2 tells us that this encounter between the shepherds and the angels happened in the time of Emperor Augustus. And this can help us understand the passage in a little bit more context. Emperor Augustus was the head of the Roman Empire, and he had some modest claims that he had single-handedly brought peace and justice to the whole world. And he also was very modest and liked it when people referred to himself as the saviour of the whole world. But the truth was that no matter how much Augustus thought he had brought peace and justice to the world, he hadn't. He may have ruled with such power and authority that people were scared to say that he hadn't brought peace and justice to the world. But the fact is that the Roman world was far from being a peaceful place full of justice. But the angels here in Luke 2 turn up saying that God brings peace to those that he favours. And the peace that the angels are talking about is not the false promises of Augustus that he has brought peace. Instead, the angels are revealing the peace that God brings to the world through his son, Jesus. A couple of weeks ago, our church moderator was here, Jim Hamilton, and he was telling us about Jesus and the way that God has revealed his peace to the world through him. And he said that through God, through Jesus, God makes peace possible. He makes peace possible between God and ourselves. Because of Jesus, we are able to have peace with ourselves. And also, because of the peace that we find in Jesus and in God, we can have peace with others in our world as well. All this is because of Jesus. It is because of Jesus who has the name the Prince of Peace. And this peace is available to all those who acknowledge him. But if we want to experience and encounter God's peace, if we want to know of God's peace, we need to accept and acknowledge the source of that peace. We need to accept and acknowledge the Prince of Peace. We need to accept and acknowledge Jesus Christ as the source of the Son of God and as the Prince of Peace. I love that scene in the Sainsbury's advert where the Christmas Day truce starts. One man needed to step outside of his comfort zone. He needed to step outside of the trench. And with his hands raised, he needed to make the first move in greeting the opposite enemy in the opposite trench that Christmas morning. It struck me as I was thinking about this how easily it could have all been so different. It all could have been so easy if just one marksman on the other side took a shot, and instead of having peace, we could have had another fight between the opposing trenches. And yet, that one soldier was willing to leave his trench. He was willing to take action so that peace might be present that Christmas Day in 1914. If we desire to be people who experience the peace of God today, we too need to be willing to take action. We don't have to run the huge risk of leaving our trench like that soldier did, not knowing what might face us when we get outside. We can have confidence in the God of peace. If we take action, if we accept Jesus as the Prince of Peace and as the Son of God, we can be assured that we will know of the boundless love and peace that can be found in our God. God is a God who reveals himself to the unexpected places. God, through Jesus, reveals himself as the God of peace to all those who accept him. And right at the end of this advert that was produced by Sainsbury's, I think the advert hits the nail on the head as Sainsbury's brings up the slogan for this year, Christmas is for sharing. Now, I think that Sainsbury's and I might have very different ideas of how Christmas being for sharing might be worked out. Christmas is not about going to Sainsbury's or any other supermarket. There are others available. And then sharing in this consumeristic festival of buying one thing and then giving it to someone, that is not what I want to say that Christmas is all about. Christmas isn't even about going and buying specially editioned chocolate bars that are for good and worthwhile causes and sharing them with your friends and family or even your associate minister. Although I think Lisa might like that. Christmas instead is a time for sharing. It's a time for sharing the good news of Jesus' birth. It is the time for celebrating that God is Emmanuel. He is God with us. Christmas is the time for celebrating that we can have peace with God, that he has revealed himself to us as the Prince of Peace. Let's look back to Luke chapter 2 again, where we can see in this passage that Christmas is also a time for sharing. The angels appear to the shepherds and they share the good news with the shepherds, saying, "This very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord." Not only do the angels share the good news, but then the shepherds go off and they investigate what it is that the shepherds had told them. And in verse 20, we are told that having encountered Jesus in the manger, they then go off back to their fields, singing praises to God for all they had seen and heard. The shepherds too have to express the wonders that they have seen, the peace that they have encountered. And they sing their praises to God. They share the great news that they have found with all those that they encounter with on their way back to the fields. Before the shepherds could reach that point of sharing the good news that they had encountered, though, they first of all needed to go and investigate further. It could have been so easy for the shepherds to have heard what the angels said and decided, "Do you know what? It's nice and warm around this campfire. I hear what the angels said. It sounds very exciting, but I'm quite comfy here. I'm not going to go and find out what it's all about." They could have just stayed in their routine. They could have not let God break into their lives in the full extraordinary way that he was wanting to do so. The shepherds could have quite happily carried on with their everyday, day-to-day lives of looking after the sheep. But the shepherds listened to God, the God who made the effort to break into their everyday world, and they went and they found out more. And I wonder whether this is something that we are guilty of today as well. Does God break into our lives? Does God say, "Look, I am here, I want to show you more of myself"? And yet we stay in our fields. We don't go and find out more. We stay nice and comfy around the campfire, but we don't see the full extent of what God is trying to reveal to us because we don't go and find out more. Let me encourage you, if you think that might be you this morning, to do something about it. Make the effort to find out more of this God who is keen to reveal himself to you. It might be that you need to ask a friend who's you trust and respect and ask them something that you feel God might be trying to reveal to you and chat it through over a cup of coffee. Maybe you want to come along to the next Alpha course that's going to be starting in January and hear about the heart of the Christian faith and what that might mean for you and explore a little bit more that way. However you can break that routine, let me encourage you this morning. Don't hear the good news of Jesus coming into our world, of God breaking into the unexpected, and let it pass you by. Instead, hear the good news and resolve to find out more. And for those of us who have heard the good news of Jesus coming into our world, for those of us who have already gone and found out more and investigated the God in that comes to those unexpected places in our lives. Let me finish this morning by asking you this question. What is the reason for this festive season for you? Is Christmas really a time for sharing the good news of God breaking into our world? Are we like the shepherds that Christmas morning, going out and praising God for what we have seen and heard and the way that he has revealed himself to us? Are we people who are going to share the Christmas message with those that we come into contact with? Christmas is a time for sharing. Will you go and share the message? And if you've heard that good news, if you've heard of the message, are you willing to go and investigate a little bit further? Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you that you are the God who is Emmanuel. You are God with us. And each one of us is able to encounter and know you and all that you are. We praise you that you are the God who breaks into our world and into our lives. We pray that throughout our day-to-day lives and routines, we might continue to be prepared to encounter you in the normality of life and in the places that we might least expect to find you. We thank you for the fact that you and are the true source of peace. Thank you that in Jesus we can find peace with you, that we can find peace with ourselves and all those around us. Lord God, help us to be people who reveal your peace with your world. And we pray that more people would come to know of the peace that is found in you as they accept Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. We pray that this Christmas we would remember the true reason for this festive season. We remember that in and amongst the festivities we might be able to share the Christmas message of you coming into our world, bringing with you your hope and peace and love for all of humanity. And we pray that as people hear this message of good news, they would look to explore this further and encounter you as they do so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.